enemies and the compass. Part 1. Benevolent and Malevolent. In our world of duality and polarities, some things are clearly benevolent toward particular aims, and others are malevolent toward those aims. It's crucial to realize that whether something is benevolent or malevolent depends on what one wants. A young child thinks unlimited candy is benevolent because it tastes good, while a parent, valuing the child's future health and development, regards it as malevolent. Such attitude differences persist throughout life. People often regard whoever gives them candy, alcohol, drugs, license to do what they want, or anything free as benevolent, even though the act is often malevolent. The consequences come later: illness, addiction, becoming weak and disempowered, or the bill for what was supposedly free. Sometimes the giver's intent is completely innocuous, and sometimes there is great malevolence underneath sweet-sounding persuasion. Children hopefully grow up to see the wisdom of the restrictions of good parents and feel grateful. When they become adults, some decide to look further down the road to see this wisdom, and others remain stuck in self-centered pleasure-seeking, desiring immediate gratification at any cost. Wise people who advocate for what is best for everyone in the long term do not often win votes or popularity contests at this time in history. Human beings are inclined to demonize anyone or anything that stands in the way of getting what they want. They label it as bad or evil. They criticize and condemn it because it obstructs their desires or their ego. But often it is neither demonic nor evil, just another human being or something nature has created. Enemies do not necessarily look like scary demons. They can appear in beguiling disguises with tempting offers and promises to fulfill our heart's desires. Demons, by definition, have hardness of heart. Angels, by definition, have love and wisdom. Both can be restrictive. Both can be freeing. Both can bring pain. Both can bring pleasure. Politicians convinced people in one city to vote for new water pipes, claiming that a wealthy city nearby was going to pay for them. After the new system was installed in both cities, everyone's water bills rose dramatically. One city does not normally pay for another city's improvements, but people were deceived by promises of free. Angels and saints can also come in disguise. Hindu lore tells how the gods churned the ocean to acquire the nectar of immortality. When the pot of nectar emerged, the god Vishnu appeared as an enchanting maiden to distract the demons so that only the deities, not the demons, would become immortal. The demons were foiled due to their own weakness, which is exactly what happens to us humans in real life. Another story tells of King Mahabali, who loved God but became arrogant due to his great success. During a ritual, the god Vishnu appeared to him as a lowly dwarf and requested as much land as he could cover with 3 steps. The king agreed, whereupon Vishnu grew large and covered the whole world with 1 step and the next world with his 2nd step. The king had no more land to give him, but he had given his word. In humiliation, the king offered his own head as the last step, eliminating his pride. Distinguishing between benevolent and malevolent is a task for the intellect, which evaluates sensory data. We need to observe carefully with all our senses, including our gut feelings, and use discernment, reason, and memory. Wise discrimination comes with lots of experience.